Whether you're single or not, this one will help you. I summarized with all the alphabets, A to Z, different things you need to know about pleasing your spouse. Many people don't understand what the word love means. They think love is a feeling. Love is actually a doing. It's not a feeling, it's a doing. So what it means is that when you go through this book, you will learn from, everybody knows A, B, C, D, Abi. In primary school, it was A for apple, B for what? Ball. So that's how this one is. Only that now, the things that the A represents are things you do to your spouse. And they are different. What I wrote for the men is different from for the women, and they are both here. Let's take an example. Let me use somebody's name in front. Pastor Sheyi Abi. That's S, Abi. So let's use S. Let's see what S says. Beautiful. S. For women, what I told you in the S, it's me and my wife that wrote the book. I wrote to the women, she wrote to the men, telling the men what they should do to women. Me, I'm telling the women what they should do to men. Should be that's correct. Abi, that's cool, Abi. Uh-huh. So that it's not as if a man will be teaching on that man. No. A man will teach women how to treat a man. A woman will teach men how to treat a woman. Does it make sense? So for S here, me, I told the women, S here stands for sex. Men, I'm talking about married people now. Let the sex be available as at when due. On time, every time. Men's sexual appetite is generally higher than that of a woman. When a man and a woman comes together, especially in a marriage union, I'm not talking about people that are just dating and sleeping around. No, I'm talking about marriage in this case now. A man sees intimacy as sex. That's how a man sees intimacy. So it's very important that there should be enough sexual expression. So as a woman, if you are married, please don't ever turn your husband. Even if you are not in talking terms, you shouldn't be, but let's just imagine that you are not talking, please still let the sex be available. You hear? After the sex, you can go back to boning him. Malice is not good. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just giving an example, okay? But I'm saying, if you are married, please be, because there are people that get married and don't even know what they are getting into. They think they are getting into just playing. When you enter marriage, you are like signing yourself to serve another human being for the rest of your life. It is slavery, only that it is not slavery by force, it is slavery by choice. But it's a kind of slavery. You are bound to that person. I get what I'm saying. Is somebody get what I'm saying? It's not a negative kind of slavery, but it's like you are bound to a human being forever. For the S, for the women, what my wife taught the men, he said, men, women need security. S stands for security. Women need security. A woman generally is meant to be protected. Women need security. What does this mean? Security in every aspect. For instance, financial security. Women, you see, that's why men always ask me, Pastor, is it that women don't marry poor brothers again? Is it only rich brothers women marry? Yes. Koti here. Yes. It's not because women are generally money conscious, but they want security. Nobody wants to live a safe life and come and enter unsafe life or dangerous life. Nobody wants to do that. So, guys, you need to understand. I'm not saying you must always be rich, but I'm saying she needs to know that you are not going to, destroy her life. You're not going to take her to a level of life that she will not be able to survive in. You must at least have promise. You must have the potential. You must be able to at least convince her that things will get better. Women need security. I get what I'm saying. And you will show it in how you are living your life. If you're a single guy now and you're always broke before the end of the month, you're always owing, you are showing signs that when we marry, things are going to get worse. Women need security. Financially, they need security even from in-laws. You cannot say you want to marry a woman and you are and somebody will abuse her in your family and you keep quiet. There are people that tell me all the time that, Pastor, my mother and my wife are having issues. I don't know who to support. You don't understand that. You must protect your wife. You are in a covenant with your wife. I understand what I'm saying. You cannot be neutral. Women need security. My wife wrote a funny story here of a guy, the armed robbers came to their house and said, your money or your life? She said, take my wife. She thought it was your money or your wife, they said. She said, take my wife. She said, praise God. Women need protection. They need protection. They need to know that there is security. Let me use somebody else's name here. Who is in front here? The guy in bow tie, please, what's your name? You look very nice. Victor. Okay, so that's V, Abby. V. For the women, I told them that a man needs a virtuous woman. Virtuous woman. In fact, the Bible took a whole chapter to describe a virtuous woman. Praise God. Listen to me, ladies. This will help you quickly. Listen to me very carefully. A hard-working woman is always more attractive than a lazy woman. Nobody wants to marry a liability. A virtuous woman is a woman that is high in both moral and mental capabilities. The Bible said a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband's head. She's industrious. She's versatile. When she comes into your life, she's not just those kind of women that they only know about hair. Or they only know about nails. No. This one knows about business. This one knows about different things, about raising children. This one knows about education, knows about many areas. She has developed herself. A virtuous woman is always attractive. In fact, you know, there are people that think, you know, there are women that say, I can't marry a man that doesn't have money. I usually say to her, I can't marry a woman that doesn't have money. I don't want to marry a liability. Not that I'm looking for her money, but I want somebody that's also financially responsible. Praise God. This Proverbs 31 woman, she was running businesses. She wasn't depending on her husband's money. A virtuous woman is high in both moral and mental capacities. She's smart and she has high moral standards. Hallelujah. There's a way you cannot dress, because how you dress is how you are addressed. There's a way you dress, the kind of men you will attract and not the kind of men you want to attract. Forget what is reigning. What is the reigning style? You must not wear what is reigning. Wear what is good, what is decent. If you keep wearing things that expose your body, you will attract men that are attracted to your body. And guess what? They will always see other women that are finer than you. Dress in a way that a man has to know you for you. Not just that he has seen you from far, he's only thinking of lust. He can't even make a good sentence because of why you are dressed. He's confused just seeing you. A virtuous woman. For the men, the V is that women like a man of vision. If you see, as a man, leadership is by force for you. Because even if you don't lead in church, you don't lead in the office, you don't lead anywhere, in your home, by default, God has said the man should be the head, at least in the home. So, leadership is compulsory. And the key to leadership is vision. What makes a leader, one of the first qualities of a leader is vision. The fact that he can see what other people can't see. The Bible talks about the sons of Issachar, that they knew what Israel ought to do. And what happened next? He said, everybody was at their command. Everybody followed them. Imagine if 10 of us are driving somewhere, and I'm the only one that knows the way. What happens automatically? Everybody follows me. I don't have to shout. They might not like my dressing, but they'll follow me. They might not like my English, but they'll follow me. I get what I'm saying? Vision is what makes you a leader. Women like a man that knows where he's going. You might not be there yet, but at least you must know where you are going. I get what I'm saying? I've seen some very poor, hungry-looking men marry a very fine girl. And people are saying, what did he see? It's not what he saw. It's not what she saw. It's what she heard. I've seen those men. They don't have anything, but they can articulate their vision. They know where they're going. The vision is strong in their hearts. Be a man of vision. Not just for yourself, but for that family. You must have a vision for where that family is going. Are you here, somebody? Men like a woman of vision. Let me do one more. What's your name? I like you. You ministered powerfully. What's your name? IK. So IK stands for I, Abby. Let's see what I says. Where is I in alphabet? After what? Don't laugh, oh. Eh? After H, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I, yes. I. For the women, I told them men need intelligence. Men need a woman that will stimulate him mentally. It's not every time you should talk about plate and food. Sometimes he wants a woman that can also carry on an intelligent conversation. There are some, you know, there's some women that is only about looks that they can talk about. They cannot go to a place and carry out a normal conversation about politics, about sports, about, so, you know, you need to develop yourself mentally. The Bible says in the Message translation, please, I want the, in our church, we call the guy that puts scripture, DJ. So I want the DJ to put prayer. We are mixing scriptures now. Proverbs 11:22. DJ, put it on the screen. Proverbs 11:22, guys. A man likes a woman that can stimulate him mentally. You see, these are the things that make two people live together, but they are no more enjoying each other because they don't know the things to continue to do. Love can grow and love can die. There are some people that were your friends in primary school. They are not your friends now. Are you getting what I'm saying? So just because we are in love, it needs to be serviced. There are things to continue to do that will make you to keep working. Okay, thank you. It says, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair or a beautiful woman, which is without what? Now, please, can you put it in Message translation for me? You will see this. DJ, do you have Message translation? I like the way they put it in Message translation. Men need intelligence in a woman. It will make you stand out amongst other women. It shouldn't just be your looks that makes a man give you attention. Your mind should be so sharp that men like to talk with you. Hallelujah. DJ. Yes. It says, like a gold. I wanted everybody to see it though. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout. It says, so is a beautiful face on an empty head. Did you see that, somebody? Look, thank you, Pastor King. Did you see this, guys? He said, as a gold ring in a pig's snout, that's how it is when you see a beautiful face on what? An empty head. Do you see this, guys? So, when you see, your beauty can attract him, but it's your sense that will keep him. Your shape can bring him, but it's your sharpness that will keep him. So some women just spend millions and millions and millions. When I heard how much they said some hairdo, they say it's Brazilian. I say you better buy the language with it. It's only the hair that's costing 100,000 and 200,000, and you cannot speak Brazil. No, you have to add something to that money. A beautiful face on an empty head. Men like a woman that will stimulate. A man likes to be able to take you out, and the way you talk, his friends will be impressed. The first time I tripped for my wife, or like we say in language, I fell in love with my wife, I didn't even see her. It was dark. Our mates were having a meeting, and it was dark. We couldn't see her, but I was hearing what she was saying. I said, I must come back. So he likes people to take you out, and when you talk, when you carry out a conversation where there are people, he will be impressed. Oh, they talk about, know something about everything. You must not know everything about something, but know something about what? Everything. So they say, oh, that's a Mercedes-Benz. Okay, yeah, that's a Mercedes-Benz. When they say 16 valve, what does it mean? When they say power steering, what does it mean? At least know some basics. Ask your wife. I mean, I'd be asking your husband or your fiancé, you are driving on the road. They say, yeah, that car is, I say, what car is that? Just know some little knowledge. Know football. Know what offside is. Know what goal is. Know who the referee is. They asked the lady. I watch on TV. They asked the lady that who officiates the basketball or handball. Who officiates? And they gave an option. They said number one, referee. Number two, umpire. Number three, watchdog. Watchdog. Number one option, referee. Is he a referee? Number two, umpire. Number three, watchdog. That lady on national TV, she says watchdog. That officiate handball, I be basketball. Watchdog. Referee. Umpire. Watchdog. Police dog. Men like a woman that can stimulate him mentally. Know who, know what APC is, know what PDP is. Know, have an idea. What happened when you vote? What ballot box? Have an idea. Men like intelligence. For the women, this is what I taught the men, women like intimacy. Intimacy. What is intimacy? It's talking about feeling emotionally connected to a person. Intimacy. Women like intimacy. For men, love is very physical. But for women, love is very emotional. So, because naturally for men are not emotional. So you need to learn how to be emotionally connected to your spouse. Sometimes a woman just likes you to sit down and be looking at her and be smiling. A man doesn't understand what that, but women like that. They like, you know, men don't understand what that, we're not talking about. Looking at ourselves. Yes, women like it. You are feeling emotionally connected. Women like intimacy. For women, sex itself is not just the intimacy. It's what happens before and after the sex that is intimacy. Women, most times, they just use sex as a platform to gain intimacy. Sex for most women is not the end point. But for men, just to have sex, stand up and be going, no. Feel emotionally connected. All right? Have conversations that is about our life, our future together. She doesn't want to just be sleeping in the house with a stranger. You just rush to work and rush back and go and sleep and watch news. No. Sometimes switch off the TV and just ask her how she's doing, what's happening. Just focus on her. Women like intimacy. All right, I'll do one more, then I'll move to something else. Let me see. Who is my friend on this front side? If your name must have a good alphabet. If not, if it's a difficult one, I won't do it. Your name is difficult. Oh, yeah. What's your name? Eh? Shegun, we've done S. What's your name? Ayo, we've done A before. Eh? Fash. You say Natalia and Fash. Which one should we take? Let me see. Anyone that is interesting, I'll take it. Okay, I'll do F. F, we'll do Fash. Men like friendship. Women, you need to understand that a man wants you to be his friend. In fact, the way the Bible puts it, I think it's the book of Titus or Timothy, I think Titus, it said, let the older women teach the younger women how to love their husbands. The word love there is how to be friends with their husbands. So let the older women that are experienced now teach the younger women how to be friends with their husband. Many women sometimes think it's their job to steal the fun from their husband. I've actually heard of a woman that broke her husband, their TV at home, because the man watches football too much. That's not your job. Your job is to join him to watch. You need to know his club, if he has a club he supports. You need to buy Jesse. Do you understand what I'm saying? Put Madame O1 behind. And watch with him. I went with my wife, because the club I support in Premiership, those of you that watch football, the club I support in Premiership is Man City. I went from Lagos to go and watch a live match in Manchester City with my wife. She sat with me, took pictures, we're both supporting our club. That's how to marry. Be your friend. Don't say, why are we going to watch match when souls are perishing? She wore her own jersey. We both went there, we're taking pictures, watching the match and shouting as we're scoring. That's, be your husband's friend. If he likes to play PlayStation, be buying it for him. Don't be saying you're always sitting there playing game. Sit down with him. Find out, okay, who are we killing in the game? Where are we going? Who are you in the game? What are, find out. Don't say you're always... No. Don't. Your job is not to remove him from the things he enjoys. Your job is to enjoy with him the things he enjoys. Find some men like mechanic. He's like, every day he's in mechanic. Follow him. Do you understand? There are men like that. Though. They just like mechanic. Every Saturday, they have gone to mechanic. So, next Saturday, pack picnic basket. Put a sandwich and something. He will ask you, where are you going? You say, I'm going wherever you are going. We are going to mechanic together. Go and hang out with him. Enjoy the take. I mean, be interested in the things he is interested in. Hallelujah. My wife is the one that tells me, that we're playing match today. They've started the match. Say, we are winning. They have scored us. She doesn't have to watch the whole match, but she sneaks in, watch a bit, support a bit, and go and do something else. But she shows interest in the things I enjoy. Her job is not to spoil the fun. Do you understand? Are you getting this, somebody? You're looking for what to buy him for Christmas and New Year and birthday. You must know what he enjoys. Praise God. My first motorcycle was my wife that bought it for me. power bike. You know, her job is not to stop me from having fun. Her job is to be involved in it. So men like friendship. They want a woman that is their friend. Hallelujah. Okay? There are some men that have a big screen TV in their house. They'll still go and watch match in viewing center. Why? Because the wife at home doesn't know anyone. Doesn't know who is coming, who is going. He doesn't know what's referee, what's offside. So he wants to go and watch where people can talk to him. Okay? So try and be a friend to your husband. Be a friend. Don't be a killjoy. Don't be somebody that you're always disturbing him. No. Enjoy the things he enjoys. Very important. For women, here at the F, we said women like foreplay. Women like foreplay. What does this mean? Women like all the processes leading to the main thing. Now, by foreplay, I don't just mean sexually. Foreplay is simply the things you do before the main thing. Women like the process. That's what I'm trying to say here. This also includes in sex, but it's not limited to sex. Women like foreplay. If a woman is going to have a child, all the process of when we'll get pregnant, when we'll go for antenatal, when we'll go baby shopping, all that process is part of the enjoyment. But for a man, you know, a man doesn't know we are pregnant, let's just have a child now and be going. No. Participate in the whole process. Once in a while, take her yourself to the antenatal. Once in a while, follow her for the baby shopping. Women enjoy the whole process of life. Men always like to go to the main point. Women like foreplay. Even if you are married too, I don't talk about sex so much here, but even if you are married, women like foreplay. Like they said, if you are planning to have sex with your wife in the night, the foreplay starts from the morning. How you talk to her, how you treat her. Hallelujah. Does somebody get what I'm saying? There's a man that had a quarrel with his wife. The wife said, "This man, you are behaving somehow." The husband was, "What? You call me this man? You don't have respect. Me, this man?" He said, "I'm not talking to you. This is my serious quarrel." And that's in the morning. Then by night, he was trying to touch her. Then the wife said, "Who is that fool?" He said, "I'm the one."
Hi, I believe you enjoyed watching today's episode of Love, Dating and Marriage. I want to let you know that every relationship is built on love. And the Bible says God is love. So without an active and living relationship with God, you cannot love the way God wants you to love. If you're watching this program today and you are not born again, you don't have an active relationship with Jesus Christ, I would like to pray with you right now. Wherever you are, can you just say these prayers after me? Say, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sin. Wash me with your blood. I receive the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen." If you pray this prayer with me, you are now a born-again Christian. Look for a good Bible-believing church around you and let us know about your experience with God. Write us, send us our details on the screen. We would like to hear from you. God bless you.